cultural offering is being brought to Georgeville in the form of a series of lectures called the Memphrey Lecture Series. The Memphrey Lecture Series will kick off on Wednesday, April 19th at 1:30 p.m. at the Murray Community Center in Georgeville. And Montgomery, who's heavily involved in coordinating the series, sat down with CIDI to give townshippers all the details about this new lecture series. And I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much again for being here with me and for chatting about this new lecture series being brought to Georgeville this spring, titled the Memphrey Lecture Series. I was just wondering if you could start off by just chatting a little bit about why you wanted to bring this new cultural offering to the village of Georgeville.
I'm part of a little group that used to go to a lecture series which was held in Newport, Vermont, sponsored by the University of Vermont. And that, in Newport anyway, wound down at the beginning of the pandemic because for many reasons, but one of them was that a lot of the organizing committee were Canadian, so we were on this side of the border, and when the border closed, we were not able to get across to Vermont anymore. And as far as I know, the Vermont section of the program has not started back up again. A number of us just met for lunch casually a while ago, and we were just saying what a shame it was that we didn't have these talks to go to anymore. The idea just developed that we could arrange something on our own. And so we talked about it some more and decided to do it. And we thought we'd start off slowly with three lectures this spring, and then if that all works out fine, to expand the program a little bit for next fall, and then just carry on from there.
Great. Now, I'm really curious, why the Memphrey Lecture Series? Where did that name come from?
Oh, just because we're all living in the Memphrey Magog MRC. It's got nothing to do with the monster.
Okay, this is because when I first read it, that's what I thought the lecture series
was. No, we were looking for a name, and our little group is from kind of all over the region here, and Georgeville's on the shore of Lake Memphrey Magog, and most of us are within touch of it, and we all are in the Memphrey Magog MRC, so we thought, well, that would be just a catchy name.
Okay. Now, why don't we dive into the series a little bit more? What is the series exactly? Do they follow a specific theme, or is it a variety of topics?
It's a total variety. It just depends on what speakers we're interested in and who we can get to come at any particular time. We're starting off, I was a member of the organizing committee of the program in Newport, and we had a series of speakers all lined up for 2020. So I'm starting with the people that had agreed to talk to us in 2020 when the program was canceled.
Okay, I see.
So the first three that we've got had all been scheduled for 2020, and I went back to them and said, you'd agreed to do this for us before, and we're going to try and do it again here, and would you be interested? I'm starting with the Canadian ones, although in Newport, of course, our speakers were very much mixed Canadian and American, mostly American, but quite a lot of Canadians too. But because of just the logistics and so on, I thought we would start with the Canadian ones who were already on our list for 2020, and that's what we're doing.
Now, what sort of lectures will be taking place this spring? Are you able to highlight some of the guest speakers that you're speaking of and their topics that they're going to be discussing?
Well, they're just people who had agreed to talk to us before. We've got three talks lined up for April and May. The first one is on April the 19th, and it's by Dr. Alan Smith, who is a retired professor from University of Montreal who lives now in Georgeville. And he's a neuroscientist, so he's talking about brain issues, which I think is going to be really interesting. And the second one is, again, a woman, a neighbor of mine here, Dr. Val Bien-Peltier, who is a biotechnologist, and her specialty is the composition of soil and what the role that mites and other little bugs play in making soil. Oh, I've heard her talk on this before, and she's absolutely fascinating.
I'm sure that's going to be really interesting for the agricultural producers.
Absolutely. Well, for anybody anybody who has a garden.
Yeah.
Really. And then the third one is in May, and it's by Dr. Andrea Fairchild, who was the Dean of Fine Arts at Concordia University, but now lives in Austin. And she's actually a member of our organizing group here, and her specialty at the moment is women painters in Mexico, because she spent some time there and she's done quite a lot of research. So she's going to be talking about three women painters who are not Frida Kahlo.
Okay, so it touches on a variety of different fields. And what are your hopes with the series, Anne? What do you hope that people take away from these series? What sort of impact do you want to have in Georgeville?
I hope they enjoy them. First, I hope they come to them. And secondly, I hope they enjoy them. And third, that they take something new away. We found that with the series in Newport, sometimes people came to us and said, I didn't think this was going to be something that would really interest me. But once I heard it, I thought, wow, this is just really interesting stuff. So we want people to be engaged with it. We want people to learn something. We want them to have fun and meet their friends, because none of us have been able to do this for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a social time at the end of the talks. And then also people, might have suggestions of other speakers they'd like to hear. And we would like to know that too.
Yeah, exactly.
They're at the Murray Community Center in Georgeville, which is very hard to miss. If you get to Georgeville, I have the address of it. It's on Channel Road in Georgeville. It's right at where all of the roads coming into Georgeville meet. We're having them to start with on alternate Wednesdays, starting on April the 19th, so every 2 weeks, and starting at 1:30 in the afternoon. We're putting out quite a lot of publicity this week and next week, so anyone who is who listens to you, obviously, and to CBC, or who gets the record, or is on any one of the email distribution lists of local groups, those are the announcements will be there.
And do people need a ticket to attend? Or
no, they just show up. It's $10 each, and that includes the refreshment period at the end.
Okay, perfect. And you're mentioning how you're sending out the schedule and whatnot to all the media organizations here in the area and whatnot. But is there a place that people can find the schedule themselves if ever they just want to take a look at it?
No, they can email to me or to Susie.
Perfect.
And we will send it to them. We're not advanced enough to have a website going or anything of that kind.
Perfect. I'll make sure to include your contact information. And those are all the questions that I had for you, Anne, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the series that I may have missed.
I mean, it's a new venture here. We're hoping it will be attractive to people, that people will enjoy it. And I know there were a lot of people in this region and the whole of really the townships area of Quebec, all the way from Knowlton to Drummondville, who used to go to these lectures in Vermont and are missing them. And we hope that some of them will say, yes, we would like to do it again, and they'll come to Georgeville.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Anne, for chatting with me. I really appreciate it. And if there's ever any other upcoming lecture series, in the future, please feel free to reach out to me.
Well, we will. We are going to be starting again in September. I'm looking at potential speakers for September, October, and then maybe into early November for the fall. So we will have something going on then, and Susie will be the one who will let you know about it.
Perfect. Thank you so much again.
Thanks very much, Taylor.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.